Okay, we're starting here on top of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, four lines down. Amar Reish Lakish, Arba'a Dvarim Ose Otam Damo Birosho. There are four things or four activities that a person engages in, that if he does that, he's taking his life into his own hands. U'mitchayev b'nafsho. And if he does that, then there's serious consequences from it. Elohein, Hanifne Bendeka Lekotel. One relieves himself between a palm tree and the wall. Over ben shnei dikalim, someone goes between two palm trees. Vasotem mayim shi'ulim, someone drinks borrowed water. Over amayim shpuchim, and someone who passes over waste water. Vafilu shafachto ishto befanav, even if his wife is the one that poured it in front of him on the ground. Now the Gemara goes back and discusses each one of them. Hanifne ben deka lekotel, someone relieves themselves between a palm tree and the wall. Vuamran adalit le arba amot. That's only if there's less than 4 amot between the palm tree and the wall. About itle arba amot. If there's 4 amot, leitlan ba, there is no problem. So the idea being, or the suggestion being, that these shadim like to hang out in the corners or the sides. So whether it's between palm tree and the wall, in these darker, shadowy areas, if you come and occupy their space, they're not going to be happy about it. But if there's sufficient space for both of you to be there, then you'll be okay. So here, between the palm tree and the kotel, if there's only 4 amot, then it's pretty tight. And if you go to relieve yourself there, you're going to squeeze out the shade. Because of that, it would lead to problems. So, if there's more than 4 amot, then we don't worry about it. Also, that's true if there's no other way to get by. Because then you are blocking or trapping his progress. As long as he has an alternative route, then late lamba. So that was the first one. The second one that was mentioned here by Shmuel is over ben shnei dikalim, someone who passes through two palm trees. Lo amran ela delo paskinu rishut rabim. That only assumes that there's not a major thoroughfare that goes through between the two palm trees. Aval paskinu rishut rabim let lamba. But if there is a rishut rabim that passes there, then we don't worry about it. First of all, because darchi bei rabim, people are already going there, we don't worry about it. Number two is because the shadim aren't going to hang around in a public place, so you don't have to worry about that. Shote mayim shi'ulim, someone drinks water that is borrowed. Lo amra nela de shalunu katan. It's only true if a youngster borrowed it. Aba gadol let dan ba. But if it's an adult, don't worry about it. Afilu shalunu katan, and even if a minor borrowed it, nami lo amran ela besadeh. That also we only say when you're out in the field. Lo shchichi, because that's not so common. Aba be'ir, the shchichi let dan ba. But in the city where that's very common, we don't worry about it. Afilu besadeh. Nami lo amran ela mayo. In the field also, the problem is only with water. But when it comes to wine and beer, there is no issue. So Rashi mentions over here something that is unique about the Shadim, is that they are very thirsty. They're thirsty all the time, and they search for water. They will be moser nefesh to get the water because of that thirst. In these circumstances where there's a setup that they can make a move, then we worry about it. And in the field where it's not common with a katan, so on and so forth, those are the circumstances in which they would feel brazen enough to go and get the water. Bover, amayim shfuchim, the same thing here with the water that was, the waste water that was spilled out. Here has to do with ruach ra'a, an evil spirit that's associated with them. Vamran, ela, delo, afsikinu, be'afra. That's only true if you didn't put or cover them with dirt. That's it, covered with dirt, then it's not an issue. Velo tapa huroka, or, you didn't spit into them. No, there's saliva mixed in them. Avavskinu be'afra otach behuroka. If you do either one of these, light them button. It's not a problem. It's also true if the sun has yet to beat on them. If the sun beats on them, it causes it to evaporate, somewhat dry out. And 60 steps haven't stepped over it. I mean that if it's in a place where people normally trod, then if people walked over it in a significant manner, then it's as if it's not there anymore. If the sun already has beat on it, or 60 people have crossed through it, late lamba, then we don't worry about it. That's true also, only if he isn't riding a donkey, and he didn't tie his shoes. Ava rochiv chamro. If he's riding on a donkey, v'sayim misane, and his shoes are tied, late lamba, then there's no problem. So here again, the Gemara says that all these qualifications that we're talking about here, that's when we're not worried about kshafim. When we worry about sorcery, Even if you have all these qualifications that we said we can dismiss the issue, we're still choshesh. Again, the Gemara mentioned this yesterday and the day before, which is this idea that even when zugot are not a problem, even when shedim are not a problem, we worry about kshafim, because kshafim uses these weak points in order to take effect. So even though technically you won't get hurt by the shedim in this situation, you're still putting yourself into a situation where you might be slightly weakened, and therefore kshafim, the sorcery, might take effect on you. So even when you don't have a problem of shedim, we worry about the kshafim separately. There was this individual who was riding a donkey, v'sayim misane, and his shoes were tied, v'gamud misane v'tzavu karet. And despite the fact that he was riding a donkey, he had his shoes tied and he passed over this mayim sruchim, that this wastewater, nevertheless, his gamud misane, which is nitkabtzu menalim, that they shrunk. They shriveled up his shoes, tzavu karei, and then his feet dried out, or also shriveled up. So it had an impact on him, despite the fact that he had had what was supposedly okay then, which was he's riding a donkey and his shoes were tied, passing over it. Nevertheless, the kshafim took effect on him. Tan Rabbanan, shlosha ein mematzin, velo mit matzim. There are three types or individuals which they don't pass you, and you don't pass them. Now that has to do with how many of them or how many of you there are. This is, if you have them, they shouldn't pass between you and someone else. And the other way around is, if there's more of them, then you shouldn't pass between two of them. Veiluhein, hakelev. So if you have a dog should not pass, if you're walking along with someone, a dog shouldn't pass between the two of you. And vice versa. If you are walking, there are two dogs, you shouldn't pass between the two dogs. Hadekel, palm trees. We've already seen that the shedim like to hang around with the palm trees. Vaisha, and a woman. V'yosh omrim afachazir, that a pig is in the same category. V'yosh omrim afanachash, some people, a snake is in this category. V'yimimatzin maitakante, if you do cross them, what is the antidote, what is the way to rectify this problem? Amra papa niftach bekel, v'nafsik bekel. You should open up with the Shem Hashem and end with the Shem Hashem. Inami niftach below, v'nafsik below. You should open up with below and stop with below. So already the Rabbeinu Chananel brings two interpretations to this, which Tosafot discusses. The Rabbeinu Chananel says here, the first suggestion is that you should begin with the pasuk that starts with kel, and then end off with the pasuk that ends with kel, kagon. And he gives examples. Kel motzi'am mimitzrayim. And then, adma pa'al kel. So there you have sukim. One begins with kel, ends with the kel. So that would be the antidote over here. The v'esrumim, niftach below, umisayim below, which is, lo ish kel v'chazev, ad v'lo yikimenu. So here, then, low and low. One begins with low, one ends with low. And that would be the antidote. The Rabbeinu Chananel then brings the yesh omrim, yesh mi omer, and some say, delo, that's not the case. Aleyiftach, you should begin your tefillah. Kel Hashem hatzileni mikol ra, umikol nezek, v'choli, ubiyadcha koach v'rua, ki ata kel. So that's a way to say it with Hashem's name. It's a tefillah, but use the Shem kel in the beginning and the end. And same thing with lo. So in the case of lo, v'chein yiftach v'yomer lo titsheni, elokai, lo tazveni, shamreni, kishom bat ayin, malei sheloti, v'ten li bakashati, terem ekra'echa ta'aneni, v'al tamar lo. And don't say no. Again, right here the last word's lo. It's a little better than with sukim, which would be very hard to find the pasuk that ends with the word lo. Here he makes a suggestion that it's tefillah rather than sukim. Tosfot, in discussing this, says, so that's it. He raises the issue already that it's not proper to use Torah for medicinal purposes. The words of Torah, psukim, for medicinal purposes. So Tosfot has that problem right away as soon as we use psukim. So the Rabbeinu Chananel is a great solution because it's a tefillah rather than using the psukim. Tosfot defends that other position and says, well, lahagain shari, to protect yourself is okay. And then he gives another example, another exception, which is sakana shari. If your life's in danger, that's also an exception to the rule. So he says that you could use psukim in those cases where your life's in danger or it's to protect you. Not just for stam cures, but in these two situations, and here where it's life-threatening or it's to protect you from the danger that's there, then maybe you could use psukim. Although then he brings the Rabbeinu Chananu afterwards, suggesting maybe that might be a better alternative. They're not using the psukim as an incantation for medicinal purposes. They're using Tehillim to pray to Hashem, that Hashem should intercede and cure the individual. So that's different, saying Tehillim, the way we're not muttering something over the individual sick and hope that they get better, that you're davening to Hashem. That's fine. Problem here is that you're using the psukim directly as an incantation, because that's basically you're making the Torah chulim, making the Torah into a incantation, which a lot of these kmeot and incantations have no real underlying meaning, and therefore you don't want to make divrei Torah into something like divrei chulim. Hani beitrei, the matzaluhu isha nida, two individuals through which a woman who's a nida passes, im tkilat nidatahi, if it's the beginning of her menstrual cycle, horege dechat mehem, one of them is going to, she's killing one of them, whether it literally means kill them or something evil will befall one of them. Sof nidatahi may rivau se b'nehem, that she causes discord between them. Now this goes along with the view of the Gemara as well as the Rishonim, and I spoke about this in my introduction to Masechet Nida, that if you look through the literature of the Rishonim, Isha Nida is considered to be an Isha who is Choda, a woman who is sick, but a woman who is sick who is quote-unquote contagious. Contagious, not obviously that she can cause someone else to be Nida, but the association of Nida with Ruach Ra'ah, with evil or something bad. And therefore, if a woman looks directly at you when she's in Nida, that she can then cause you to be ill or sick. So here, along those lines that the Gemara is speaking about here, that Isha Nida has a detrimental, deleterious effect on people here because of this issue of going through two, or passing between two people. Mike Tankante, again, what's the way to rectify this, the antidote? Niftach Bekel v'nafsik Bekel. Same thing that we had said before, whether it means the psukim or tefillah, to open with kel and to end with kel. See two women sitting at a fork in the road. One on each side of the road. And they're facing each other. They're definitely involved in sorcery. These are sorceresses, and be careful of walking between them. My dekante, what are your options here? I gadircha achrina, always the best option. If there's another way to go, lezoba, avoid them. If you like gadircha achrina, if you can't avoid them, I ikayin ish achrina baday, if you have someone else with you, nin keduli adayu bahaday adadi, hold your hands together, v'nechlifu, and then pass through together. Somehow, by being together, that will give you that protection. Be like ikayin ish achrina, there's no one else there with you. Now you're left alone and it's the only way to go. How do you get through? Neimahochi. Here's the incantation. Igeret, Azelet, Asya, Blusya. The Rashbam has slightly different kirs over here. Instead of Azlat, he has Azla. Then he has Usya instead of Asya. And Blusya obviously is like what we have here. As he notes, these are all names of Shedim. So mentioning their names. Mitkatla, Vichek, Kavel. They will be killed by the arrows. Okay, these are shedim she'atenu skit behem b'kshafim. Those are the shedim that they use to put through their sorcery. And therefore he's cursing them or saying that they should not be effective. Haiman, the poga bi'itita, bi'idna, the salka mitfilat mitzvah. If you bump into a woman that is coming out from being in the mikveh because she just finished off her nida. If the individual bumped into the woman is first to have relations, then he's taken by a spirit of impropriety, a ruach zinunim. If it's her that has relations first, then it takes effect on her. So I guess this, the idea being that when the woman leaves the mikveh, time when it's tevilat mitzvah, her mind is on going back to her husband, and therefore when the person bumps into her, then that ruach zunim, or that ruach, that spirit of desire, will affect one of the two of them. But since he bumped into this individual instead of her husband, meaning that wasn't the first person, now you have this ruach zunim that takes effect on one of them. Okay, ma'ita kante. Again, how do you rectify this? Le'ma'achi. You should say this. Shofech buz al nidivim, It's a pasuk, but here it's shofech booze on the divim that you should put humiliation on the princes and vita ein betolo derech, and you should lead them on an improper way or a bad way. So again, an idea that you should take care of this ruach ra'ah that's going to happen here and send it off in the wrong way or dispel it. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. My diktiv, what is meant by the pasuk gam kielich b'keit samavit lo yirara ki ata imadi? Even when I walk through the valley of death, nothing bad will happen to me because you are with me, God. Ze hayashen b'tzel dekel yechidi. What does it mean to walk in the valley of death? This is someone who sleeps next to a lone palm tree. U'b'tzel levana, or in the shadow of the moon. So it's the shadow of this single palm tree, or the shadow of the moon. Obviously, the moon doesn't really have a shadow in the sense of the moon itself, but rather the shadow cast by the moon through other objects. U'b'tzel dekel yechidi. Now again, the Gemara is going to define this. This lone palm, lo'amran elo de lo nofil tula dechavrei ilave. It's only true if there's not shade from another palm tree that falls on the shade of this one. So that way you know how far away it has to be. I mean, an individual palm tree is so lone that when it casts a shadow, the shadow doesn't touch on any other shadow from another tree. That's how far apart it is. If it already touches the shadow of another tree, then the shadim that you are sleeping here and displacing have a place to go. They have an alternative. So if they have an alternative, you don't have to worry. It's no problem. That which we have in Hebraita, somebody who sleeps next to a lone palm tree in a courtyard, and if you sleep within the shadows cast by the moon, also taking your life into your own hands, where is that case? When you're in a chatzer, obviously the shadow cast by this deko yechidi does not go too far because you have the walls of the courtyard, as well as other things there. It's a case where it's such a lone palm and no other shadows there, then that's true in the field. Why is it unique to the chatzer? When you're in a chatzer, it doesn't matter if there's another palm tree there or another shadow there. Shmamina, that it's problematic. Because in the chatzer, there's very little space to maneuver. There's limited space. So in there, if you displace the shadim, there's not much place for them to go. It's going to cause you a problem. In the field, where there's much more space to move around or maneuver, therefore, if you displace them from one palm tree, they can jump to the other palm tree as long as there's another alternative there. So in the field, the only question is there another alternative? In the courtyard, there really aren't alternatives because there's not a lot of space. And if you displace them, they're not going to be happy about you squeezing them out. Now, ubetzila shel levana, this shadow cast by the moon, that's only true when it's in the west. But it's in the east, it's not problematic. So as the Rashbam explains over here, Marava in the west means at the end of the month, when the moon is on the eastern side of the sky, then if you sleep next to a wall or next to a tree that has a shadow cast by the moon, the shadow will be on the western side of that object, and that's where it's problematic. Whereas if the moon is in the beginning of the month, it's on the western side of the sky, then the shadow cast goes to the east. And that's when it's not problematic. I assume possibly it has to do with the fact that the moon in the beginning of the month is in the period of time that it's waxing, and therefore that's a positive sign. Whereas in the latter half of the month, the moon is waning, which would be the negative sign, and maybe why the shadow associated with the end of the month is more problematic than the shadow associated with the beginning of the month. Haiman demafne agirda didikla. Someone who leaves themselves on a stump or cracked palm tree. Achtale lididei ruach palga. Then he will be caught up or attacked by a spirit of paralysis. A person who rests or leans his head on a stump of a palm tree. Then he'll be taken by this spirit of the tzarda. Tzarda is mentioned other places in Shas, and usually refers to a headache, but a headache of half the head. So I don't know if it's a migraine of sorts, but a headache that affects half the head. Haiman de passe adikla. Someone who steps over a felled or fallen palm tree, imiktal kotil, If it was felled, then he will be killed. Iyaker, miyaker. If it fell by itself, umayit, then he will die. In that, if the tree was felled, that means that there was an outside influence that brought it down, then so too he, his death will be caused by an outside influence of being killed. Iyaker, miyaker, umayit. Then if it died by itself, meaning it fell over rather than being felled, then he too will die of natural causes. That's only true if he didn't step on it when he crossed over it. But if when he stepped over, he passed over it, he stepped on the palm tree itself, then you don't have a problem. There are five shadows that you need to know about. The shadow of the single or lone palm tree, which we discussed already. The shade or the shadow of the kando or the kindra, which seems like the kanda tree. The shadow of the caper bush. Tula zardita, which is the shadow of the sword bush. Ika adamriak, tula da'arba. Some even include here the shadow of a boat. Tula darvata, and the shadow of a willow. Klala damilta. Here is the principle that you can follow as far as these shadows are concerned. Kol nafish anafei, that anything that has a lot of branches to it, kashe tule, its shadows are problematic. Assume because of the amount of both darkness that's cast as well as the number of shadows that are there, that attracts these, whether it's a ruach ra or these shadim, and therefore you should be careful from putting yourself in those positions or those places. B'chol de kashe silvei, whichever has the harder wood, kashe tulei. It's also, its shadow is more difficult. Here it's not clear if the kashe silvei means that the wood literally is harder, or it means that it has a thicker trunk, that it would cast a bigger shadow, one of those things, whatever that is, that causes those have problematic shadows. Bavar, the exception to this is the Mechru Masha. Mechru Masha is a type of tree, some say that's the sorb bush, others say that's a tree, a service tree. Avagav the Kashi Silvei, even though it has this problem of the hardened wood, Lo Kashi Tulei, its shadow is not problematic. De Amra La Shida the Bra, because a demon said to her child, Pirchei nafshech michru masha. Make sure you get yourself away from this type of tree. Diyuhu dekatul avuch. That tree killed your father. Bekatul didei. And if you hang out there, it's going to kill you. So they avoid this specific, either whether it's type of tree or species of tree, they avoid it because it hasn't had positive outcomes for them. Amar Ravashi, Chazina the Rav Kahana, the Parish Mikulu Tule. Ravashi says, I saw Rav Kahana was careful to avoid any shadows. Now, the Gemara moves on to a new topic, which is the demon or spirit that is found in these locations. It's going to give us the names of these spirits. Be Parche, the spirit or demon that's found by the caper bush, Ruchi. Its name is Ruchi. The Be Zardita, the one that is found by the sorb bush, Shida is its name. Dbe Igre, the demon or spirit that's found by the roofs. Rishve is its name. The Mainaf Gamino. Why does it matter what their names are? It says the Kameya. If you have to have an amulet that's written, you need to know when you're writing the amulet about which demon or type of spirit you're writing it about. Dbe Parche. Now here's a description of the demon that's found by the caper bush. Beria Shainla Einayim. The creature that has no eyes doesn't have vision. The Mainaf Gamina, again, why does that matter? The Gzuzela, to take off, run away from him. Because if he can't see, when you take off, he won't be able to follow you. So Zimnachado, Avazil Tsumri Durbanan, Lafnuye the Bay Parche. He went ahead, he was going to relieve himself by this caper bush. Shama de Ga'ata Yilavei. He heard this demon that was going to attack him, that was going to make a move on him. The Gazila, he fled, took off. Tiazla, Chavke Ledikla. When he was going, the demon that was chasing him, he couldn't see, tripped over the palm tree, or, I don't know if he bumped into a palm tree, or tripped over a palm tree. Tzavach, Dikla. The palm tree shriveled up, dried out. Upakahi. And the demon exploded, or was gotten rid of. Debe Zardata Shidi. Said before that, the demon of the sore bush is named Shide. Ha zardita desmicho namato. This sore bush that's close to the city, lo pachta mishitin Shide. There's no less than 60 demons inside of it. That's where they like to hang out, just outside the city, in these sore trees, sore bushes. Amay nafkamino. What's the difference? Michtiv la kamiya. You write an amulet to protect against it. You need to know that you're dealing with 60 and not one. We have a story. Haru bar kasha de mato. There was this policeman, sheriff of the city, the azil, bekagave zardata. He went out and he rested by or was posted by this sorb tree or sorb bush. Tavasamech de mato. That was close to the city. Alube shitin shide. It entered into him. These 60 demons entered into him. Vistakin. And he was endangered. His life was now in danger. I don't know if he fell ill or looked like he was full of shadim. Atalahumi Rabbanan. So he went to one of the Rabbanan to take care of him. Dolo yada dezarata shitin shidehi. He didn't know that there were 60 demons involved with this type of location. So he wrote an amulet that could take care of one shade. Shama de talu chinga begave. He heard that they were having a party inside of him. Chinga is a party. If you look at the Targum Onkelos by the Maisa Egel, he translates over there that they were celebrating. He translates that as a chinga. A chinga is a party, usually not for the positive. So they were partying. Kada Misharu Hachi, and they were singing like this. Sudre Demar. Sudre Demar is referring to the turban or the hat of this individual. Kitzur Mid Rabbanon. He looks like a young Talmud Chacham. Again, the Gemara discusses other places that they wore their unique turban or they covered their heads. Because they were at Sermon de Mirabanan. But Dikna Bey Bemar, we checked him out. Dolo Yada Baruch. He doesn't know how to make the bracha. The bracha for covering one's head, we know the Gemara says, Oter Yisrael Betif Ara, that the Taz spends a lot of time with. And based on that, says that there's a mitzvah, maybe the Oraita, to cover one's head because of the bracha of Oter Yisrael Betif Ara. And he's a lone opinion in this. But he does speak about the Oter Yisrael Betif Ara, referring to a head covering. Others say it refers to the tefillin shel rosh, but they're basically making fun of this turban de rabbanon that he's a young whippersnapper. He looks like a yamat chacham, but doesn't know what to do. He can't get us out of here. Ato me rabbanon de yado desarz da shitin shideava. But then they got the real deal, and they got in a tamar chacham that knew that this was 60 shedim. Katav la kmiya de shitin shedim. Then he wrote a kmiya that took an amulet that took care of the 16 of them. Shama de kamru. Then they heard from in there, from the voice inside. Let's go, get your stuff out of here. We're packing out. Time's up. Checkout time's come. Ketev miriri. So now, what about this ketev miriri? Trei katve havu. There are two different types of ketev. Chad mekame tiara, one before noontime. Chad mebater tiara, one after noontime. The mekame tiara, the one before noon, is ketev miriri shimo. It's ketev miriri. It's one of the items that's mentioned in the tochacha. That will happen to you if you do not follow the way of Hashem. So that ketev me, mechse be kado de kamcho. And he looks like a utensil full of kutach, ve hadar be bachasha, that has a ladle turning inside of it. So that's where this shade hangs out, or that's what it looks like. The butter tiara, the one afternoon, is ketev yashud tzaharayim. Playing Tzaraim, so Ketev Yeshud Tzaraim Shemo, that's his name. Mechse Bey Karno de Izo, he looks like the horns of a goat, or has the horns of a goat. Vahade Bey Knafaya, and he's spinning around, like, well, Knafaya could mean wings, but here, the Rashbam translates it as a sieve. So it looks like something spinning around in a sieve. Abaye Avishaku Va'azil, Va'azil Rapopa Mine, Ravuna Breda Rebishua Mismale. Abaye was walking along, he had Rav Papa accompanying him on the right, and Ravuna Breda Rebishua on the left. Chazilahu ketiv miri. He spotted this ketiv miri on its way to attack them. Kaatil ape de smale. It was coming on his left side. Ahajil rapopo de smale. He switched rapopo over to his left. Ravuna breda revishua liyamine to his right. So amale rapopo, ana maishna belo chashashli. Why are you protecting Ravuna breda revishua by putting me in the face of danger? So amale at shato kayamit lach. Says for you, things are going well. Which the Rashbam translates over here that Rav Papa, we know, actually was a beer maker. And he says over here that Ashirata, you are wealthy. Ve'esh lecha mazal tov. And therefore you have good mazal. Ve'lo tizok, and you won't be damaged. Same play as the Mishnah says in the Rosh, Hashem misacheket lo. When things are going good for a person, don't expect, even if they're evil, even if they're bad, don't expect things to go bad. Don't attack them. Don't stand against them at that time. You have to wait for a time when the mazel is not going. So here, since Rav Papa's mazel was good, he didn't worry about him being attacked, and therefore he moved him over to the left side. Okay, now, Michai b'Tammuz ad Shitzar Bey, from the 1st of Tammuz until the 16th, Vada Shchiche. They're definitely found around here. There's a lot of them around. Mikan ve'elech, safek shpichi. Safek lo shpichi. From that point forward, or onward, then it's questionable whether they're around. Umishtachachay betulei dechatzvo. So then, when they're not found just in the open or around all over the place, then you find them in the shadows of the shrubs. Lo chatzav garmida, that didn't grow in amahai. So it's low to the ground. Betulei dechatzvo upanyo. And in the shadows of the morning and the evening, delave garmida, that are not an ama high, so short or low shadows. The ikar, and their main location is, betule de beta kise, is in the shadows of the outhouses. So again, for them, they felt there was danger in going out to the outhouses in the fields. It was alone. It was in the darkness. So that's why they obviously felt there was the shadows there. And as you pointed out, that here, it's from the 1st to 16th of Tammuz, and then from the 17th of Tammuz on, which usually is considered to be not a positive time, then a mitzarim that starts then, over then it says that they diminish the number of these shadim are not as common to be found. Amrav Yosef, Hanei Tzlat Milei, Yaiv, Arbuna, Lenura. These three things cause blindness, or a diminishment of eyesight to the one who can see, or is clear-sighted. Man Desarik Reisha Yavesh, someone who combs his hair when it's dry. Man Deshati Tif Tif, someone who drinks, tif tif means like drip by drip, so that he says he drinks wine that is dripping from a barrel. Man de misayim misane ademaitne kare, someone who ties his shoes or puts on it, whether it's his socks or his shoes, while his feet are still wet or damp. Okay, now Mara moves on to the next thing. Tlai bebeta kashi lenyuta. If you hang bread in your house, then that is something that is bad for poverty. Causes poverty. Kedamre inche, tala silta, tala mizone. You hang up the solet, you hang up the flour, the fine flour, tala mizone. You're hanging up your parnasa, your livelihood. Since bread is viewed as the major part of sustenance and parnasa, if you hang up the sustenance, that's exactly what the siman is from that it's negative, because now you're hanging up the bread, that's going to hang up your... It's like hanging up the cleats and hanging up your parnasa. Now, lo amran el rifta. That's only true by bread. It's only true by bread. Aval bisra v'kavre, we're talking about meat or fish, leitlan ba, there is no problem. Orche hi, because that's normal or common, meaning they dried meat or fish out by hanging it, so that's okay. Pare v'beta, if you have bran or like low quality stuff in the house, Kashila Nyuta, again, that causes poverty. Nishora Bebeta, if you have breadcrumbs in the house, Kashila Nyuta, it's also negative for poverty. Belele Shabbatot, Ubelele Revi'it, Sheri Mazikini left. Because on the, right, not package breadcrumbs, it's talking about on the floor, means that if the house is left dirty. So then on Friday nights and on Lele Revi'it, which is, it's Tuesday nights, but going into Wednesday, Shor mazikin ilavei, then the mazikin are given permission to attack. Isra dimizone, whether it's the genius or the leader or the minister of sustenance, Nakid Shemei, his name is Nakid, coming from the word Naki, cleanliness. So then cleanliness is a precursor to having a good parnasa, because the minister, the sire of mizonot, Nakid Shemei, he looks for that cleanliness. Isra de Anyuta, the one who is in charge of the poverty, or whether it's the genius, what causes the poverty, is Naval Shemei. Is Naval from being disgusting or not well kept. And therefore when he sees the crumbs on the floor and he sees a place disheveled or not well kept, then that's where he thrives. So that's what the Gemara here is associating poverty with, a disheveled, not well kept or clean house. That will bring on poverty, and vice versa. If it's not that way, that would be good for sustenance. Tza apuma dechatzva. Put a plate to cover over the top of a jug, or dirt on the spout of a pitcher. Kashla inuta. And that's also negative for poverty. Man deshati maya betbatze. Someone who drinks water from a plate instead of from a cup. Kashe lebrukate is bad for one's eyesight. It causes diminishment of the eyesight or cataracts. And now the Gemara is going to shift into a new group of items here. And it happens to be that the items that are mentioned here and what's mentioned here actually is brought down the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, which is the achal tachle, someone eats cress, Below Mashi Yadein does not wash his hands afterwards. Mafkid Tlatin Yomin. He's fearful for 30 days. Fearful here means Ve'enu Yodea Lama. He doesn't know why he's fearful. It's an irrational or unbased fear, a type of anxiety that comes upon him. Demisukar Velo Mashi Yadein. Someone who bloodlet and does not wash his hands. Mafkid Shiva Yomin. He has this anxiety for 7 days. The Shakyo Mazie, someone who trims his hair, Velo Mashiyade, Mafkid Tlata Yomi. He's fearful, has this anxiety for 3 days. So this includes shaving, haircut. That's why you wash Negavasser after you get a haircut. After you shave, you wash Negavasser. Same is true with bloodletting. Again, here, if you give blood, would be the same effect. Right, something that's alive, part of your body, that's removed from the body, then you wash your hands, right? The Shakyo Tofre, again, you cut your nails, you have the Lo Mashiyade, it does not wash. Mafkid Chad Yoma. And then he is fearful for 1 day. V'lo yadamai kamafkid. And again, he doesn't know the basis. It's an irrational fear. It's an anxiety. He doesn't know why he's fearful, but it takes a hold of him. So the Rishbam says that that's a qualification of all the statements, not just the single statement. So here again, it's brought down in Alocha and Shulchan Aruch that you have to wash Negavasser in these situations in order to prevent the problem. Yada usya, person who has his hand on his mustache below his nose, dargo de pachto, that's a sulam, that's a step towards anxiety. Because that's the siman, when someone's like this, it looks like when they have the hand over their mouth like that, it looks like they're worried. And so that's a stepping stone to getting to having this anxiety. Yada puto, a hand on the forehead, dargo de shinto, is a stepping stone to falling asleep. When you fall asleep, you rest your head in your hand, so you put your hand on your forehead, you know you're on your way to going to sleep. Alright, we'll stop over here.